So 点评 is mainly about food. I'm just wondering, we haven't discussed anything about what is your favorite food or something like that. So can you review some of your favorite food?
Well, you know, I'm a foodie, so I really like to try different kinds of foods. Mm-hmm. And this is another reason why I love these apps like Dianping One, because you can really find out what's trending on the internet. And you can see that some restaurants actually become viral because maybe they do a new dish and it's very creative. I mean, I can give an example. In Nanjing, about 2 years ago, there was a lobster and rice restaurant. So it was Longxia Gai Zhao Fan. And this went viral. Yeah, it went viral on the internet. And so everybody went to this restaurant to try. And, you know, I love to try these new kinds of creative foods. And of course, a lot of famous stars maybe open restaurants and they can become viral as well. So when I mean viral, I mean like a Wang Hong. It becomes Wang Hong. It's really popular. Yeah.
Good
in Nanjing, I mean, I think most of you know there's the TV program Fei Cheng Wu Rao,
which
features
Wang Fei. Watch it. Yeah.
So, yeah, so he opened some noodle restaurants in Nanjing. Yeah, and they became absolutely, you know, viral. It was everybody was queuing up for them. And even I went there to try the spicy noodles. So I love to try some spicy foods. And I like to see what's popular as well.
How's the food there? I'm really curious about that.
Well, you know, when you go to a restaurant, it's not just about the food. To be honest, I think the food, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't as special as what they said on the internet. But what was good about it was the atmosphere. Of course, you know, because there's so many like people just queuing there and you feel like, yeah, I'm really lucky to get into this restaurant. And of course, because they want to keep the popularity of the restaurant, the service is usually quite good as well. There's lots of people coming and checking everything's okay and taking photos and everything. So I like the atmosphere.
Ah, 刚才 Alex 提到几个很好的词，我没有说到的网红店啊。第一个是 foodie， foodie 是你作为雅思的这个 candidate 是一定要会的词，就是我们很多人 I guess maybe 90% of the population on this planet
are foodies.
Foodies. 所以啊，
yeah,
刚才说到这里，就刚才 Alex 说的是可以加复数，就是它是 countable， 就是可以数的那种名词了。然后我们说呢，这个我觉得地球上 90% 的人口都是吃货，所以我自己因为也是哈。还有这第二个 foodie， 我来拼一下吧，就是foodie， 对，你可以加复数变成 foodies。
That's right, yeah.
对，然后呢，第二个词我想跟大家去 highlight 的就是 what is trending， so you can find out what is trending lately. Trending 是就是 be trending， 就是它在 becoming popular, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, trending 的拼写是 T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G. Okay.
So we can say, for example, like Yi Dian Dian milk tea in Nanjing is really trendy at the moment. And of course, for shopping, I think a lot of boys like the Michael Jordan shoes as well. So those are definitely trending at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, sneakers, jogging shoes, like that.
Yeah.
Milk tea， 刚才又提到了 milk tea 是奶茶，自己拼一下啊，很容易就能拼得出来 ，milk and tea， 对吧？所以呢，还有一个非常重要的词就是 become viral， or you can say go viral。viral 这个词是 v i r a l。当时呢，Alex 在说这个的时候，其实你可能也能猜得到，就是他的意思就是 becoming really really popular among people， go viral。Okay， so he mentioned a lobster and a rice.Restaurant 就是龙虾盖浇饭，所以 so English we don't have 盖浇这个概念是吧？所以 put lobster on the top of the rice, it is 龙虾盖浇饭。Okay,
I mean you could describe it as like a set meal.Because, of course, like, for example, in Western food, like fast food, if you go to McDonald's, you can say you have the value meal, right? So, of course...
Value meal? V-A-L-U-E? 是那个
yeah, a value meal. Yeah, so when you buy the 套餐, the value meals, you know, you get the burger, the chips, or the fries, and the drink. And, of course, the price is slightly cheaper, so we call that a value meal.
Oh, yes.就是那种套餐，我们说的套餐 value 或者是 value, right? V A L U E value or value meal, 或者是可以说 a set meal, such as a set meal, 就是表示套餐的意思。对 但是盖浇饭也可以、因为盖浇饭也可以是套餐 OK 所以对就不完全对等啊，中西啊、这个单词或者是词汇表上的概念我们可以有的时候帮大家去解释一下啊，帮对方去解释一下 OK So if the restaurant becomes viral You know when you go there Maybe people will just queue there Right So you have to queue、yeah. To wait for the food too 所以 queue 是那个排队这个概念啊，就是 Q-U-E-U-E Sounds like a tongue twister So,
yeah, and it works in both ways, actually. So you can find out what's viral to decide whether you want to go there or whether you want to avoid it. I mean, I recently read on the internet there was a restaurant that had like 7,000 people queuing.
Wow.
So that's definitely a restaurant you want to avoid, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I will avoid it. Yeah, I don't like, you know, queuing and jostling、yeah. against the people. Yeah.